You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Donald and Melania Trump made a rare public appearance at the Kennedy Center on June 11 for the opening night of Les Miserables, drawing mixed reactions from the crowd. As they entered the presidential box, footage shared on X showed audience members clenching their fists and booing the former president. However, another clip revealed a more positive reception, with some attendees cheering and waving as the couple walked to their seats. In an effort to counteract the boos, a group of MAGA supporters began chanting USA, prompting Donald to join in from his seat. Responses on social media vary, with one supporter proclaiming, "We are taking back our country thanks to Donald J. Trump," while others criticize the crowd's attempts to promote a united front, noting the audible boos despite efforts to fill the audience with Trump loyalists. Before the performance, Donald walked the red carpet in a black tuxedo, and Melania donned a sleek black gown. He commented on bringing about a golden era for the country. When asked which Les Miserables character he identified with more, Jean Valjean or Inspector Javert, Donald hesitated, deferring to Melania for input. The event served as a fundraiser for the Kennedy Center and reportedly raised over $10 million. Donald teased plans to renovate the historic venue, emphasizing the need for improvements. "We want to bring it back better than ever. It's going to be fantastic," he stated. Interestingly, some cast members chose to boycott the opening night due to Trump's attendance, but he dismissed the concerns, telling the New York Post he couldn't care less, asserting, "All I do is run the country well."
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.